are listening to The Instance.
Hey guys, Scott Johnson here from The Instance, and welcome back to the sound of my voice, but not an actual episode of the show. You might be thinking, oh man, really hoping to hear from you guys today. It's Black Friday after all. Why not? It is Friday, November 29th, 2013, day after Thanksgiving here in these United States. There is no show because today's my wife's birthday and I have most of the day dedicated to her and stuff with the family. So, as a result, show got canceled. Plus, it's still kind of a holiday here in the States. It doesn't help you guys overseas much to hear that, but that is the case. Anyway, I didn't want to let the day go completely by without at least mentioning pretty seismic news that happened sort of internally there at Blizzard. And that is the announcement by Greg Street that he'll be leaving the company. He's no longer going to be employed at Blizzard. States that he has a new opportunity that it presented itself that was too good to pass up. Must be amazing because we all know how people are essentially trampling each other to get into Blizzard and work there. It's one of the few companies left in game development where you know that if you're doing a kick-A job, you probably have some really, really good job security. And in Greg's case, it's more than that. It isn't just simply he was a guy that worked on stuff. He was so much more than that. He was so much of the public face and public voice of the company. I would say, especially in the last 3 or 4 years, where he's taken on even a larger role. It started mostly in the forums, but then started to see it on Twitter and in other places where he became a very vocal voice, somebody who you could count on to answer questions. So people would ask him a lot of hard questions and a lot of stuff about the game and where things were headed, specifically about systems within the game. And as systems lead, he would answer those things. And he would sometimes do it with a great sense of humor and a little bit of sarcasm, which I know rubbed some people wrong, but never me. I always found that kind of refreshing. It's nice to know there's a human being behind a lot of the things we enjoy about World of Warcraft. His presence there, I have to imagine, is going to be sorely missed. I you know, as much as Blizzard is a collaborative company, and they sure certainly are, you know, I don't think we're going to see all that much change with Greg leaving. I don't know what their new public face and voice of so much of WoW will be moving forward. I mean, what are we even going to do with our World of Tweets segment? I don't even know. Perhaps somebody will carry that torch and it'll be fine. Who knows? I tend not to want to walk down conspiratorial pathways on any of these things about what the future holds, but I remember when Jeff Kaplan left to do other things hidden behind doors, a lot of people thought, oh no, WoW's biggest lead is now doing something else. What are we going to do? And the answer was, we did just fine. And it's such a collaboration that I'm not really worried about any of that. It's not about worrying about Blizzard or WoW having a major loss to its ability to be a relevant game and have strength in the future. It's more about losing Greg as a specific personality within that company. And that's the part I'm sad about. It will be sad not to know he's not there. And I mean, we'll always have this, right?
Horde side.
We'll play that as often and as far into the future as one might allow. We won't be able to play this much more.
I'm Ghostcrawler. I am totally off the leash, and you are listening to The Instance.
As much as I'd like to, at some point. I mean, does he cease being Ghostcrawler? I wonder if that's a... I don't know. I wonder if Blizzard owns that moniker. They don't let him take that with him. That'd be too bad, because he's got a big following on Twitter, and that'd be sad. But, yeah, you know, as he's always been a good friend of the program. He's come on a couple of times. We had that epic interview that he sat in on our episode in Anaheim just a few weeks ago. I think that actually makes us the last quote unquote press organization that had him on it, that interviewed him directly. I think that's what that ended up being. There may be some stuff on his way out. I don't know. But certainly before the announcement, that was us. And, you know, I just feel like, I don't know, it's like when a cast member of one of your favorite TV shows goes away or something like that. He's just such a big part, such a crucial part of the fabric, certainly on the face of things. So I'm going to miss that pretty bad. On the other hand, I'm super stoked for him. And we're all here at the Instance excited about whatever he's doing next. I'm sure we'll hear soon. And it is certainly whatever company is getting him, whatever, wherever he is headed, it is their gain. I think he is a solid dude. I remember thinking that a bit back when he was with Ensemble still, when he was on the Age of Empires team before Blizzard. And certainly it's, you know, he's the same now. He's a vital part of whatever organization gets him. And I think Blizzard will, you know, they'll fill their holes like they always do. They'll fill them well with good people. I have no doubt about that. I don't know if they pull a systems designer from within the company or if they pull from without, but one way or the other, they'll be fine. I'm not worried about any of that. People come and people go, but man, it's a big one. It's a big one, man. And good on him. Six long, hard years. And you know what? He took a lot of hell from not you guys, but the community. People really raked him over the coals a lot. And I'm not saying they even shouldn't have. I mean, that's part of the job, I think, that you're going to get all both ends of the spectrum. You're going to have people who demand a lot and do it publicly like that. And you're going to have others who really appreciate whatever you're doing. And you're going to have a lot of sort of silent majority in the middle. But if anyone was the face of things more than Greg, I don't know that any of them could claim to have taken as much heat as he did for something they didn't like in the game, for the state of their class, the state of the game in general, a change to a system, a talent, whatever. And I would have to think that it's a bit of a, part of this is a bit of a relief to be able to not have to deal with that for a little while. I mean, who knows? Maybe his role at a new company would be similar and he would, again, be the interface between us and them. I don't know. But I think that's how I want to remember Greg as a Blizzard employee, a guy who openly created a line of communication between the common player and the juggernaut company. And that is no small feat, and it's also something I think we take for granted. We certainly do now. I mean, now you hear he's leaving, it's like, oh, well, now what are you going to do without all those tweets? Which, you know, up till then, before he started tweeting, nobody was really all that stressed about it. But as soon as he did, you were like, oh, this is a valuable resource. Hell, I created our first new segment in 6 years here on the show just to accommodate it. I'm not saying that's that big a deal, but you know what I mean. So I didn't want to let a week go by without at least addressing it. We'll talk more next week about our predictions, what it means for WoW, what it means for Greg, but and that'll be good because getting all three of us and all our voices on this topic, I think will be a good thing. And it's always an interesting conversation to be had, but I didn't want to let a week go by where I didn't at least mention it and kind of give the umbrella thoughts of how we're doing with the news. And, you know, it came as a surprise, but this is, hey man, it's life. Nothing lasts forever. Some people are, you know, creating all kinds of conspiracies around why he's leaving, which is ridiculous. And there are some who maybe even don't care. But as for the Instance, as for us as hosts, as for guys who like to play World of Warcraft and have enjoyed it all these many years, we're going to miss Greg. So the best to him. I hope you guys are having a fantastic holiday weekend, at least those of us, again, in the States. May you all have fantastic family time leading up to the Christmas holiday. We'll be right back next week with a brand new episode of The Instance. Until then, hey, everybody, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you next Friday.
About this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
Horde side.